some other officials from the South African Local Government Association, that's also known as SALGA. They are convening at the Sifako Magato Presidential Guest House today, and it's happening in Pretoria. Now, the meeting will cover topics around, as I mentioned, economic growth, but also reform of local government as well as security. Now, to discuss this a bit further, we are joined online by a political analyst, Dr. Levi Ndu. Doctor, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to the listeners at home. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for giving us your time this afternoon, Doctor. With this lekhotla that is happening in Pretoria at the moment, what are some of the specific strategies that the cabinet ministers and other officials will be discussing to implement, especially economic growth and better economic growth in South Africa?
This would be one of the difficult cabinet lekhotlas that will be held. I will tell you why. It's taking place at a time when we've got a crisis of unemployment. The economy is not growing as expected in South Africa. Now there are discussions that are going on between South Africa and the U.S. There are issues that are related to the tariffs that could be imposed for South Africa. And my view is that cabinet has to consider the economic situation that South Africans find themselves in, and therefore come up with something that would be able to resuscitate the economy, make sure that they build on the trade relations that are sound, that will are beneficial for South Africa. And indeed, they have to make sure that whatever strategy that they have to adopt now is should be a strategy that will not fail, because government has for some time been trying to come up with a number of strategies to resuscitate the economy. Unfortunately, the economy's status does not change.
Yeah, on that point, Doctor, I think a lot of people have the idea that government keeps talking about things, and there's a lot of meetings happening, there's lekhotlas happening, and there's conferences happening on what should be done in South Africa to stimulate economic growth. I mean, we have been hovering at around, some will say around 1%, some slightly less than 1% economic growth each year for quite a number of years. And it is very frustrating, and it is concerning as well. So with this lekhotla, what's going to be different now compared to all of the other meetings and discussions that government has had around economic growth? As you mentioned, these discussions that have taken place before, they haven't really bear any fruit when it comes to increasing and stimulating economic growth in South Africa.
One of the main challenges that negatively affects the growth of our economy is the poor service delivery, specifically at local government level. And you'll recall that the president has been traveling all the provinces, checking the state of local government, which he and his cabinet concluded that it is not in a very, very good shape. One of the things that stimulates our economy, it's when you have got very good road infrastructures for business people to be able to conduct their business and be able to move goods and services from one place to the other. You need to ensure that you do not have uninterrupted water and electricity supply. You need to ensure that you have got strong people that are able to deliver on the expected services at local government level. So my view is that we need to be able to do the basics right, so that we are able to encourage business to perform better because of how we are actually conducting our own affairs. And my view remains that if we are able to do the basics right, then we'll be able to deliver on the expectations. And maybe that is where Lekhotla has to focus on. But also, you also need to have the change of mindset, and specifically on our politicians, in ensuring that whatever they do, not only at local government level, both at provincial and national level, is in the interest of the citizens. And if you're able to fight crime and corruption, then you'll be able to move a step forward in terms of stimulating the economy.
No, I definitely agree with you, Doctor. I think, as you mentioned, you know, getting that basics right is a very crucial, fundamental step to growing the economy, because we need things like stable water supply, stable electricity supply, and officials within municipalities to deliver these services properly. And I think mismanagement and corruption really plays into that. But, you know, there has been talks by government around, you know, how do we actually tackle corruption? How do we tackle mismanagement within local government, but also all spheres of government? So how is government actually planning on ensuring, you know, good governance, accountability, especially after this Lukhutla?
I think we need to start seeing action being taken. I do know that there are many instances where action has been taken for wrongdoing, for non-performance, but I think we need to do more in ensuring that those that are given the responsibilities to provide services for our people are able to do so in a manner that is acceptable. We are speaking now when we have the Majanga Commission that is seeking a sitting, which is talking about issues that relates to wrongdoing, corruption, and indeed interference of politicians in the affairs of the administration. And my view is that if we are able to appoint right people in the right positions, you will not have a situation where you start talking about interference, because everybody will be aware of the lane that which is supposed to be moving on. But more importantly, you need patriotic civil servants that will always be able to work only in the best interest of the citizens and not for themselves.
Now, Doctor, we know that that medium-term budget policy statement is set to be tabled a bit later this year. Can we see the outcome of this cabinet Lukhutla actually impacting it and influencing that statement?
Indeed. One of the persons that is extremely under pressure in South Africa is the finance minister, because whilst we're juggling with all these challenges of poor performance, corruption, issues that relate to poor performance, any form of wrongdoing, he still has to juggle around and ensure that there are financial resources available that should be utilized, and indeed to be utilized in the best interest of all the citizens and in the satisfaction of all. And that minister has that huge responsibilities on his shoulders. And indeed, in whatever preparations has to make or a medium-term budget, that should be taken into consideration, and also acknowledging that those that are seriously seeking for employment are also looking at how government has to judge around and do its best that will, at the end of the day, be able to create jobs for young people in the country.
Definitely, definitely. I think we are all hoping for the best for the outcomes of this Lukhutla, and hopefully it will lead to some practical steps being